I basically, my main interest is not basically for them to watch the movie. My main interest is to make sure that they're safe. And what I mean by safe, I mean mentally safe. Everybody's okay. Four checks for being homeless. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting depressed and low self-esteem. And somebody must give them something positive that they can live on for the to carry them out. And that's what I do. I can't judge anyone. I find everyone has one good quality, no matter what that may be. And I dwell on that.
That's great, Wendell. Where were you born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Tennessee. Kingsport, Tennessee. Kingsport is in the mountains. Okay. And I came here to Los Angeles when I started high school. And then from there, I went to play football and got a scholarship to go to college. And I was fortunate to graduate from college, and I taught school.
Oh, you were a school teacher, huh?
I taught school for numerous years in the Bay Area. Yes, in kindergarten and first grade. And then I ended up, it was time to relocate because my kids were grown. Mm-hmm. So I changed professions and became an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, my wife got ill and she passed. And I got injured on my job and I lost a few limbs. And this is what they do in the cosmetic world. Then I lost focus. What I mean by focusing is that I wasn't sure what I really wanted out of life or had a goal or purpose when my wife passed. So I just searched around and ended up mainstreaming down here on Skid Row, not because of drugs, not because of alcohol, but just self-esteem. And I turned around and flipped that to a positive way. When I went through Skid Row, I saw all the different additives, and I saw the individuals they were trying to make it and adjust it, and I found there was something that I can do to make a change. And so I was able to write up a program.
No.
I submitted to
SRO. Nobody there?
They approved
it. Went out there?
Finance assurance. Good.
I'm so sorry, man.
I made sure that I had the right overhead projector and the seats. And
I'm sorry, man.
Therefore, I've won numerous awards from Citizen of the Year in 2007. I received many plaques from the city recognizing my contribution to Skid Row. I'm just a city councilman or showing the director of movies. I'm more in the emphasis, like I said earlier, in social services. I'm providing and aiding to all the other agencies that do not provide for. For an example, if Los Angeles Mission or the Union or the Midnight, there are people that are new that comes down every day on Skid Row and they need directions. And we've came up with a Skid Row map that we're constantly sending out to the public, but at the same time, their individuals like to talk to people too. So that's where I intermingle mainstream now.
Very good, Wendell. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, our last section for today is a live in studio performance by Dr. Mongo. So please put your hands together for Dr. Mongo doing a piece called Penitentiary and a piece called Jax.
Thank you again, Ishmael. I'm going to have to renege on Jax. I will do Penitentiary, but I think we should hear from Jamal Asalam also. So maybe if you don't mind, after I do Penitentiary, he will make his contribution. You know, I'm quite modest.
You are so modest.